This is Greg Larson with this Sunday sports update. Saturday at the Masters is known as moving day, and yesterday at Augusta was no different. Swedish-born Peter Hansen surged up the leaderboard, firing a 7-under 65 to take the lead at 9-under par through three rounds. Three-time Masters champ Phil Mickelson also made his move, carding a 66 to move to 8-under. Louis Oosthuizen is two shots back at 7-under entering the final round, and Bubba Watson is three off the pace at 6-under. Second-round co-leaders Jason Duffner and Fred Couples struggled in round three, both shooting 75s to fall to 2-under for the tournament. Meanwhile, Tiger Woods is nowhere to be seen around the leaderboard. Woods shot an even par 72 Saturday and remains at 3-over. Now, yesterday, Tiger apologized for some of his actions on Friday, which included cursing, tossing clubs, and in one instance, kicking his club after a poor tee shot at number 16. A person close to Augusta National said no one has talked to Woods about his behavior in the second round, but he is subject to disciplinary action by the PGA Tour. On to baseball. Saturday was another rough day for New York Yankees pitching as the Bronx Bombers fell behind early and lost to Tampa Bay 8-6. The Rays touched up new Yankee pitcher Hiroki Kuroda early as he allowed 6 runs, 8 hits, and 4 walks through 5 2/3. Matt Joyce and Luke Scott each had 3 RBIs for the Rays, who have won the first two games in the series. New York managed to score just 2 runs off Tampa ace David Price, who went 6 1/3 innings. The Bronx Bombers will try to avoid a sweep when the two teams conclude their 3-game series this afternoon at the Trop. Phil Hughes will toe the rubber for New York against Jeremy Hellickson. While the Bronx Bombers are 0-2 this baseball season, their counterparts from Queens are 2-0. On Saturday, the Mets defeated the Atlanta Braves 4-2 behind a strong pitching performance from R.A. Dickey. The knuckleballer allowed 2 runs and 5 hits in 6 innings to pick up the win. Lucas Duda homered twice for the Mets, while David Wright also went yard as part of a 3-for-5 day. The Mets and Braves wrap up their 3-game set this afternoon at Citi Field. The Buffalo Sabres close out their NHL season Saturday with a 4-3 loss to the Boston Bruins. Brad Boies and Jason Pominville scored a minute and 44 seconds apart to give Buffalo a 3-1 lead midway through the third period, but the Bruins responded with 2 goals of their own in the third and eventually won the game in a shootout. The Sabres end the season with a record of 39-32-11 for a total of 89 points, 9th place in the Eastern Conference. Over in college sports, the Fredonia State softball team split a home doubleheader with Oswego State on Saturday. Fredonia won the first game 5-4 on a 2-out bases-loaded error in the bottom of the 7th, but in the second game, the Blue Devils failed to generate offense and fell 2-1. The split leaves the Blue Devils with a record of 10-11-1 and a 2-6 mark in conference play. And Fredonia State's women's lacrosse team defeated Oneonta 13-11 in a thriller at University Stadium. Katie Klein scored 4 goals for the Blue Devils, including the game winner with 4:39 left. Morgan McNamara and Amy Simon each added a hat trick. With this Sunday sports update, I'm Greg Larson.